Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com and save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today. Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclasts, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
What else is up here?
You tell me, where would you like to go?
Is there anything different between Sunni and Shiite text-wise that any of us are aware of at the table?
I mean, they read the same Quran.
Okay, that's what I wasn't sure.
Textually, it's fairly similar. It's okay. Just interpretation that's different.
That's basically my question. Like,
as far as I'm aware, there's even a line where he basically summarizes the difference between Sunni and Shiite in like a paragraph and basically says something to the effect of, an adventure game book scenario is not really the place to understand the cultural and religious differences between Sunni and Shiite. Something to that effect. It's a great quote. He's written some really good stuff.
Yep. I think the main thing is just the biological succession since Muhammad of the religious leaders.
Gotcha.
Where Sunnis just, you know, they're just trying to be good people.
Yeah,
follow the teachings.
One of the things that they do talk about is whether or not there are biological connections to Muhammad for leadership roles.
Gotcha.
Versus selecting intellectual and culturally important leadership based on those merits. Sort of a literal hardline interpretation of the Quran versus a more loose version.
Wasn't sure if it was like a biological level of reading comprehension down the line versus actual.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Any other rooms you would like to explore?
Bedroom one's next in line.
Bedroom one. It appears to be a furnished almost guest bedroom. It doesn't look like it's been slept in, but you can tell that it is furnished and ready for someone to lay down.
Okay. It says that this one has a big ass closet.
If you open the closet, you get that smell of like sort of like mothballs and age. You find clothing and personal effects for a woman. But most of the styles of the clothing, at least it's easily seen hanging, are decades out of date.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to look from the upper gallery out into the...
Ot 4.
Search in the closet.
Let me think about that for a second. You look out to where?
I'm wanting to look down on the garden beds.
Sure.
From the angle of the upper gallery to see if there are anything that stands out that as something odd. Maybe an alcove within the garden beds to like a separate down entrance, anything like
that? Not as far as you can tell. They're very well tended. They look beautiful actually for this time of year.
No hidden basement out in the garden beds from here.
Not that you could tell, no. Nothing that looks obvious.
Go back outside that bedroom that we were in, ask the girl, when did Rassam's wife pass?
I was looking that up.
Because we did know that he was a widower, right? If I do believe.
Well, we just know that he didn't have a wife living there at the house.
Let me get back to you on that. Let me keep doing some digging here. Jeff, you don't find anything in particular with that roll, but I will try and give you a credit somewhere later.
Okay.
This is a good roll, and I'd like to move a thing there, but I can't find a thing there to move, so I'll hit you back. I'm going to throw out a date of if she died like 15 years ago. Allow me to edit that perhaps later if I find something different, but it's not recent.
Gotcha.
It's been a while. I'll try and find a more accurate date, but that's what I want to say from having read this a couple times, but I can't find the exact moment.
Okay. On to the master.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We'll just carry on from there. The master suite. It is a slept in bedroom. You can tell that only one side of the bed is slept on. You can see old pictures of what you presume is his wife. You can see a very fine leather bound copy of the Quran sits on a table next to the bed.
Is it the same version of the Quran that we saw in the study?
This would be a modern version.
I'll thumb through the pages on this one.
It appears to be relatively well read. Nothing inside, no notes, nothing like that.
Give this room a search.
Sure.
Miss that one.
I'm over. Wait a minute, I got a tick in it. What's that mean?
It doesn't mean anything now.
Okay. Yeah, 32 under 44.
No, none of you find anything.
The closet and bathroom, any...
Seems set up for an older man. It's got like the sort of the handles and, you know, kind of that stuff. Handicapped access bars, etc. Get in and out of the tub. Nothing other than that.
Okay. Was anything about this building scream new construction?
No.
Okay.
I mean, maybe a few things like the handles, the handicapped access for the tub, that kind of stuff, but not like brand new, no.
Okay.
We've been on the upper floor the whole time?
Correct.
Searching?
Yep.
Okay.
Head downstairs.
You can head downstairs. Where would you like to go?
I'll check in with the construction guys, see if they found anything.
No, but they appear to be making a right f***ing mess, just smashing stuff.
Where are they centering their work?
It doesn't appear to be organized, per se. Mostly they appear to be smashing
f***. They're just going in and shredding the walls.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll take any directions from you, but... Yeah, you're right. Let's say there are chargers laying around, so may even be one upstairs.
What kind do you need?
There's
probably one laying upstairs.
I didn't bring my bag.
There are blocks here. I'll be right back.
I'll go pee and see if you guys come up with some new specific stuff. Half that shit is just stuff left by us. Those cold snaps in there were left by I rarely buy the shit happening. Usually folks will bring a six pack or something, drink two of them, and then leave two or three of them in there, and there are two there. Or Jeff, who doesn't drink very much, brings Stolies. Become a thing.
Yeah.
That's a classic fraternity house. Stoli, Jeff?
Yeah.
Crack me up a tree. Oh, that's a double. Fucking random.
Daniel?
No.
No. Shorter?
Do what? Not yet. You gotta relax. I've already had... I had a beer before you got here. You got two birthday crazy answers.
God, I don't miss that. I say that, but I probably do miss that.
You miss it.
Man.
It's kind of funny. Not this week. Into last week. We were discussing something about drinking at work. Troy deferred to me as the resident lush. And I was like, I'm not a drunk. And he goes, I called you a lush. I've never actually seen you drunk before. And I was like, well, yeah, I guess that's true.
I've never seen you drunk. I've gamed with you drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think the only time I've been active, like drunk on the podcast was, I think it was me, you, Dave, and Jasmine. It was the old house.
Oh, that was the medical one.
Yeah.
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 I don't remember the name of that, but yeah.
I don't either. What was the name of the one that was, it was the disease, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a Delta Green scenario, and it was me, Jeff, Jasmine, and Dave.
There was some kind of outbreak, and we were called in, and some woman that had been frozen or something like that.
I can't remember, yeah.
Like patient zero or something, I think.
And we had to like go down into a lab and shit.
Yep. Yeah. If I recall correctly from that, she was a time traveler. Like she was from like 40,000 years ago or some shit. So she carried some diseases that you were not prepared for.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Called like outbreak or patient zero or something.
I think it was
like
called that. Outbreak.
So, what are you guys doing? It is now moving on into the afternoon.
Are we still upstairs?
I mean, we're going to have to go downstairs. Obviously, there's an entrance to this thing. It's probably going to be on the ground level.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can go check the garden bed or check out in the back where the fountain is and everything like that.
Yeah, we got to find whatever it is. There's that shed I was talking about. Could be an exterior entrance to something below.
We can stop and whisper to Alam that we found a chemistry lab upstairs with signs of gold.
Yeah.
As you come down the stairs.
Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right.
Well, we've just been hearing her talk about how the old guy has gotten in the head of the uncle, and we just left our guy standing there with him by himself.
We don't know where Tamir is. Tamir might be with him.
Could be.
You do see Tamir is standing there next to Rassam, who seems to be talking to him quietly as Majid is sitting there as well.
What happened to Alam?
It is almost time for prayer. And you can see kind of out the windows that Ilam has rolled out the mats for the, I think it's mid-afternoon next. I think it's like noon, mid-afternoon, then evening, then night or something like that.
There are five.
I know there are five, but I'm not sure exactly. Like, it's getting late enough that it's time again to pray.
Got you.
Or at least he's getting things set up. You see Majid sort of stare over your shoulder at Shatha, just wide-eyed. Have you found anything?
This is from Tamir.
Yeah.
A lab upstairs.
My understanding is he was a teacher. This is probably not unusual.
Looks like he's been working with a fair amount of gold.
This is not true. I have not used that lab in quite some time.
Still shows signs of gold all over the place.
Vasil sort of comes out of the corner. You hear a voice say, "So you are hiding valuables from the state. How dare you?" And he steps incredibly right into frame and backhands Rassam. For those of you on the audio version of the podcast, Schroeder panned away visually from Vasil. "We will find this secret gold, and we will take it for the good of the Islamic State." He's clearly glad standing.
Were you panning to look at Vasil or away from me?
Away from Vasil.
Okay.
I know what I've been told to do, whether I agree with what I'm doing or not.
Okay.
Majid looks concerned as Rassam sort of gets hit in the mouth, and you can see he kind of bleeds from the lip.
How does he react?
He just stares back. He's very cold.
Well, yeah.
Of the emotions in this room, the old man Rassam is probably the most calm, right up there with Tamir.
Okay.
You feel more anxious than he looks.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Gokhan feels really f***ing anxious. But
sort of wiping his lip. He's like,
"What are you talking about? He's been described as the vanilla ice from down under."
I also described it to Jeff as a jihadi Derek Zoolander. He sort of wipes the blood away from his lip. Have you found what you were looking for?
Not yet, no.
I see. And he sits back down on the settee. Shatha, would you care to sit and wait with us while these gentlemen search?
She is assisting us.
Ah, I see. Very well. Perhaps we can keep your man Tamur here company. If you need anything, I and my household staff are at your disposal for the good of the state.
I'm going to roll my eyes and just leave the room.
I love the idea that when you and Schroeder do things independently, that you're also probably connected by like 10 feet of cord. So you're like, "What a piece of shit." And you walk away and it just yanks the camera.
So are we heading outside or are we searching in here?
I don't think we should leave that guy with Tamur.
I don't disagree, but
maybe we wait till Alam is done with his prayer.
Well, knowing Alam, he's going to expect all of us to pray with him.
I'm okay with doing that.
Yeah.
As long as Alam's the Terminator.
Yeah, I'm not sure what protocol is for when it's prayer time and there are prisoners to be watched.
You pray.
You take turns.
You also pray at gunpoint.
Yeah. And I can point you at gunpoint.
Does anybody have a handgun?
Apparently, I'm carrying an AK.
Yeah.
30 rounds. Yeah, 430 rounds.
Yeah.
Perfect. Won't possibly go wrong. So yeah, what do you want to do? Where would you like to look?
Hey, let's get these construction guys to quit tearing holes in the walls senselessly and have them pick up some shovels or something and go out in the garden and see if there's anything out there.
Yeah.
No, they'll listen to you. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, I mean, you have just the authority that we do.
I'm just going to tell them, get some shovels and go see if there's anything under the garden. Go out in the background, poke around.
You go out into the garden?
Yeah.
Okay. They begin digging up the garden, flowers flopping everywhere. I don't know what this garden would really look like from a climate standpoint, but like
right.
But like, I imagine viney things and flowery things, and it was pretty until the construction workers got to it, and now there's f***ing dirt everywhere, just flinging shit for no good reason.
But it is kept.
It is kept, yes.
Okay.
Was kept.
Yeah.
Correct. Was kept as of about 20 minutes ago.
Let's put the proper tense on that sentence.
Like, just like children, just f***ing flinging dirt with reckless abandon. Especially when they know they're being filmed for Dubique.
I wouldn't mind searching out here, trying to find some sign of a secret entrance to a bomb shelter or something like that. Nope.
You do see that the back of the property sort of wraps around, and then there's kind of a gate into where the pool is.
Yes.
36 under 44.
30 under 54.
You do notice kind of somewhat strangely. The pool, beautiful. Mosaic, tile, gorgeous. Filled to the top with sand.
Shelters under the pool.
Look to be 10 feet of sand burying this giant pool.
I've heard of people filling their pools with concrete. Why sand?
I'm interested in checking out the shed that's outside near the pool.
You can go check out the shed.
Mm-hmm.
You open it up.
Yep.
You can see, it looked like at one point there were probably mechanisms in here. Like you can see remnants of like piping that probably lead, they sort of go down an angle towards the pool. Like this would have been some sort of maintenance room or whatever. Everything's been ripped out. The holes are still there. You see jerry cans full of gasoline. Oh, it does tell me. The garden beds can cultivate roses and striped squills. So I don't know what that is. S-Q-U-I-L-L-S.
Never heard it before.
Me either.
I went to look at my phone, but that's over there on the charger. Is the piping that's...
These are striped squills.
Those are kind of pretty in an elegant way.
No, oh, okay, yep.
Sort of white flowers, seven petals with like black lines straight down the petals.
Light blue lines.
Oh, light blue, fair enough.
Yeah.
Is everything that's been ripped out of the shed, the maintenance-wise, is there any piping that's open? Like you could pour these jerry cans into?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay. Is that it? Do I need to make a search roll?
No. I mean, you don't see anything else. You can make a search roll if you want.
45. I just missed it. 45 over 44.
So there's a bunch of jerry cans of gas.
Yep.
Is there stuff that requires this much gas?
Not that you've seen thus far.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Daniel, having gas just laying around at Delta Green is usually like Delta Green 101 is a problem. You're either taking care of a problem or expecting to take care of a problem in the near future.
Nice.
Usually by immolation.
Nice. Good, it's actually a good great to know
Delta Green scenario that like you just show up and it's just like the garage is full of like 13 jerry cans, like 5 gallon cans just full of gas. It's like, oh, cool. I bet I have to use those soon.
Was that the intro scenario?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. If you'd like to run this for anyone sometime, I can send you the intro scenario and need to know. It's not very good if people know what they're expecting, but if you got a couple of suckers who don't know what Delta Green is, it's a brilliant f***ing scenario.
Yeah.
It would never work on these guys, but
nice.
It's pretty good.
I think the Joker from The Dark Knight said it the best. It's cheap, it's easy to get, and it gets the job done.
It does indeed. So, what do you want to do now?
Find the reason all the gas is here.
And why the pool is full of sand.
Can I have the guys get the backhoe out and start digging out the sand?
Yeah, I was...
are you keeping... I keep forgetting her name. Shatha. Are you keeping Shatha with you this whole
yes.
time?
Are you sure? Or do you want to switch Shatha with Majid? Or with old dickhead Rasam?
It's up to you.
I'm good either way.
You've got kind of an extra... you know, Entertainment Tonight thing going on with filming them and the questioning and stuff. Whatever you want to do. What do you want to do? Depends on who's with you, if anyone, as to what I do with the NPCs.
Shatha was good for dramatic effect, strictly cinematically speaking. So
I would.
You give me an NPC, I'll make it cinematic. It just depends on which one you give me.
My goal is to not allow Rasam to make Timur a dramatic effect, since he's the one who has expertise in explosives.
Coward.
I mean, the guy's been through some shit. I don't think a little pep talk from our dude is gonna... I could be wrong.
What about a magical pep talk?
Yes, my friend. Light the fire that burns within you. touch the fire within you to the flame, or to the wick of the eternal candle.
Or convince him that the current interpretation of the Quran is incorrect.
That would take some convincing.
He's not really a sorcerer. She's crazy, right?
Right.
Sure.
Obviously, she doesn't understand chemistry.
Well, I mean, I wish I knew more about what's actually in the Quran. I'm not sure where the stories of the jinn and things like that come from. Is that the pre-Islamic stuff?
I mean, it's got its old and new stuff, like just like the Bible does.
Yeah. No, you got the angels with like the wings and the swords and shit, and then you got the angels with like the 46 eyes and the 17 wings. Too.
Right, so I mean, flying like, ships of fire. And
right, yeah. So, I mean, like, it's all kind of wrapped up together. And obviously, the Islamic State, when they want to be, the passages they want to be are literalists, you know, so.
Essentially, what I'm saying is I wish our mission wasn't to bring them back alive. We could plug everybody here and then find what we needed to find.
Yep.
Still an option.
I'm going to go get the dirt diggers.
Yep.
And reassign them to try to bring up the backhoe to get the sand out of the pool.
They're bringing it around the property. This does draw attention. You know, people are kind of moving out into the garden to see what the hell you're doing.
Are people?
Just kind of everybody, yeah. I mean, like, even you see, like, Timur and Rassam and Majid are kind of coming out to see what you're doing. So I said I wondered if anybody was with you or not.
Is it getting darker?
It's definitely getting on into the evening, yeah.
At the very least, get the floodlights out in case it gets dark. Yeah, since we know we've got them with us.
Sure.
We got a Jenny or something, or...?
At the very least, we can run the jackhammer, the pneumatic jackhammer, off of either the backhoe or the truck.
Correct.
Yeah, four sets of portable floodlights on tripods. Yeah, let's set up shop.
Fasil comes over. What are you doing?
Seeing what he's hiding in this pool.
It is simply filled in, is it not?
I don't know. Is it? Are you willing to take it at his word that there's nothing in there?
Is the camera on him right now?
It's probably on me.
Yeah.
Talking to him.
I don't know. It makes a big difference whether or not he's being questioned by Gorken on camera.
Yeah, I mean, I would back it up.
Yeah.
Okay. We are here to issue the edicts of the Emir. And he puts out a hand and puts it on his shoulder. Thank you for following his missives to the letter, Gorken. You are a respectful servant to Al-Hizbah. He's trying to supplant you without realizing he was on camera, so.
I'm sure Gorken actually has that Indian grin on his face.
Spot hidden from anybody who's not actually spot hidden for Danny.
Spot hidden isn't a role in this game.
Alertness.
Gotcha. Oh, yes.
Odd four.
Four under 54.
So a very good roll. You see they've all come out here as the backhoe starts digging out. You realize it's awkward with the gate and everything else. Unless you're just going to start smashing which is your prerogative, it's still going to be hard to, like, dig. It's just not effective. They got to spin it around. They got to scoop out. The wind's going to blow. It's like, you know, it's not great. You see Rassam has a hand on Tamir's shoulder and seems to be whispering in his ear while looking ahead as if he's not doing that. You catch him out of the corner of the eye, sort of hand on the back of his shoulder, leaning over like he's not there, but you can see he's clearly got his mouth angled towards Tamir's ear and is whispering.
I'm going to look over at Tamir. Hey, Tamir, come here. We need your opinion on something.
He sort of, yes, of course. He sort of walks over to you. What is it that you needed?
I'm going to just kind of grab him by the arm, take him over by the edge of the pool. What's your estimation about anything that might be under the sand here?
Doesn't need to be done today, does it? We can come back tomorrow.
Okay. I'm just going to look back, make sure we're kind of out of view.
Not far.
Backs to him. Yeah. What's going on with Rassam?
What do you mean?
What's he been saying to you?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. You tell me the topic of the conversation he was talking to you about?
What conversation?
Okay.
What do you mean?
I signaled to you to come over here.
He's starting to look like very flustered. What do you mean?
I would come over.
Gokhan would notice that he's being ignored and trundle along and end up over there too.
I mean, Schroeder's only at max, what, 10 to 15 feet away? Yeah, so you don't even have to signal him. You can just yank on the cord and he has to come over.
Yes, Kasim?
So I'm pretty sure that I saw Rassam whispering in Tamir's ear, and Tamir doesn't have any recollection of what he was saying.
You can see him sort of getting red in the face. He seems very like...
Tamir, you must be careful around that man. I know you weren't with us, but Shatha says he's a wizard.
Out of nowhere, he just fucking explodes. explodes. Not like physically explodes. I know in that game it's entirely possible.
Stop praying on my face!
He just turns blue and like violet and Charlie the Chocolate Factory just boom! How much more of a tone would that have said if she had exploded? I'm just throwing it out there. Augustus Gloop drowns. Like, let's just really go for it, Charlie.
I'm an advocate. There is not enough spontaneous combustion in role-playing games.
I'll work on that.
In life in general. I mean...
You know how often I'd love for just my, you know, in a meeting for one of the folks I'm meeting with to just
burst into flames, burst into flames, burst into flames.
He just screams and he starts screaming in Arabic. Everybody still has a pretty good Arabic role, right?
No.
I'm going to lie and say yes.
He starts screaming and accusing, like, he runs at Rasan. And he starts grabbing the front of his shirt and just is like shaking the old man. He's like, how dare you? He's like, and he starts screaming about.
I do have the best Arabic.
Fair enough. He starts screaming about a hex or an evil eye and how dare he. At which point Shatha starts screaming, he's an evil wizard. He's the one. He's a sorcerer. At which point Majid turns and looks at her and is just, you hear him screaming. He's like, no, you don't understand. Dear, please be quiet. You cannot say these things. These are not true. And Rasam through all of this is completely silent. But at this point it's turned into like fucking Jerry Springer. Like everyone is yelling. Going down. So until you guys interrupt, he may kill that man. She's like in tears. Majid's going over to grab her. I'm just gonna keep narrating until you guys come up with something, but it just went down.
Gokhan will run over and
the backhoe is stopped because they're all staring at the screaming.
Gokhan will go over and separate Timur and Rasam. Pull the rifle up, say on your knees, and you do not speak again.
Is there an intimidate roll, Jeff?
Persuade.
Isn't there another one?
Nope.
Oh. Is it fast talk? Is that the other one?
No, that's okay. Call of Cthulhu.
Daniel,
or charisma.
If you haven't, whatever you just said is fine. Intimidate.
Persuade. Yeah.
Persuade.
I'll roll charisma.
I know, it's probably a much better roll for you. Just like third edition, Daniel, I don't understand the rules to this game. Just like I don't understand the rules to, you know, whatever. I'm bad at that.
Pass. 40 under 49.
He does what you say, but at no point does he seem phased. He's not afraid of me. He's doing what you say. Like, that's the thing, is that you are doing your best. I am in charge here. I am the alpha male. I'm sticking the butt of a gun, and I've got my finger on the trigger to your head. And he just looks at you like, do it, you son of a bitch.
Uh-huh.
Just try it. Just fucking try it.
And
he doesn't say a word, but he gets down on his knees.
Mm-hmm. And I turn to Timur and, brother, we're tasked with bringing him back alive.
He shakes his head.
Mm-hmm. Everybody stay 10 feet away from him. Keep a guard on him. Make sure that he has no contact with anybody. And then point at the guys in the back. Oh,
great.
Get back to work.
Great footage. Gokhan looks real good here. As long as you frame him up appropriately, he looks real good
here. Yeah, I was looking at what we had to see if we could like evoke like the anything named from the state and just execute him on the spot.
But. An emir is a religious. I listened to this. So I should throw it out here. We might want to do another intro or something or a little bit of extra bits. So Black Flags, the rise of the Islamic State, and then the other book that I listened to, not read. Was They Have to Die Now, which was another great book. Black Flags really talked about the importance of the emir from a religious standpoint to authorize a jihad, to authorize a holy war, and how that is really of critical importance to ISIL. So finding these sort of, you know, think about in Catholicism, like the priest giving you the okay. So the emir is really like sanctioning you, saying you are acting within the bounds of the Quran and are acting under the auspices of Allah, which was interesting because there were actually like infighting between emirs across the world. Like, you can't authorize them to behead people, you piece of shit. Like, that's not right. Which was a fascinating, like, 20 or 30 minutes chapter or whatever it was of that book. But yes, the emir authorizing that would give you the permission to say, to execute, to investigate, to whatever.
And yes, I think ancient sorcery would qualify.
Yeah.
Ancient sorcery would probably qualify from the emirs.
Yeah.
So, anything else you'd like to do?
I would just turn to Timur and say, take that anger and help us find this. Screw the backhoe. Let's empty the sand with dynamite.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works. Roll some sort of persuade. Roll a really good persuade.
I mean, do you really have to persuade a demolitionist to use dynamite?
I passed. 3,445.
You see him consider it for a minute. Like, his eyes get glinty at the thought of blowing the shit sky high. But he does not.
We checked out the shed, right? We have petrol cans in there.
Yep.
Correct. We haven't checked out all the rooms on the first floor of the house, though.
Correct.
It will take a long... I mean, it's a big pool. It looks like a deep pool. It will take them some time. So if there's anything else you'd like to investigate, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, so we...
check out the first floor.
How are we going to leave the situation here, though, with...
I would say leave Rassam in the center of the garden with the guys who are watching him at the door.
Let's just put him in the pool with the dynamite, huh?
He got shot down by the demolitionist, all right?
You just put a stick of dynamite in his mouth and have somebody with a lighter nearby just flicking it.
That way, if he's going to run,
we light it and we stick it on the end of the fuse by the filter.
Yeah. Do not move.
But that way, if he tries to run,
Schwarzenegger movie,
he's filtered down the choke point of leaving the building. Guys are shooting from the entrance to the foyer, well apart from him, and he's not allowed to move from the inside. Keep the other two separated partially.
Set him in the middle of the fountain.
Yeah.
We can see him from all the windows.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was describing.
Sorry.
Sure.
No, you're good. I just said the garden instead of the fountain.
He looks at you as if he wants to say something, but he doesn't say anything.
Who, Rassam?
Yeah, he just stares at you.
Okay.
Okay.
We had a bad feeling about this guy.
I point my gun at Gokhan and say, say it.
Say what?
What he wants to say, not you.
Oh.
So when you turn, when he says to you, I'd blow you away, and then he's next.
Where do you want to go? What do you want to look at?
Let me pull the map back up. We have the salon. We have the guest room.
What's technically underneath the balcony? I don't remember.
A covered pavilion.
Gotcha.
Which is probably accessible from the outside, I would imagine.
Gotcha.
Or at least visible.
I would guess that it's open to the outside.
Let me look.
It's just covered. It's not...
Correct.
It's covered by the concrete. The
balcony.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, it's patio chairs, brass ashtrays, outside seating, view of the orchards, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Brash ashtrays.
Front porch and lemonade.
Brass ashtrays. That's harder to say than I would think.
I kind of like brash ashtrays.
I would say I prefer ashtrays.
They are very bold in what they say. And
that's haram as shit.
Brash ashtrays would be haram. As
she definitely said ashtrays.
Yeah.
Also incredibly haram. Elon is not down with the ashtrays. Brass ashtrays.
He said Elon. I heard Elon.
Elon knows that it is not haram. The alcohol is not helping.
No, I know.
Pronunciation.
Not at all.
It was not... Four white guys of roughly middle age. Sorry, Schroeder. You're the youngest at the table, so...
I'm a year younger than you.
I know. I feel somewhat bad calling myself middle aged. I don't feel bad calling either of these f***ers middle aged.
No, I'm pushing 40. I qualify.
You're pushing 40?
The f*** off, Danny.
Jeff's pushing 50.
It's better than my thoughts when
I'm pushing
up.
45, dick.
Better than my thoughts when I went up to use the restroom earlier after talking about doing a podcast for 8 years for no monetization. Yeah. It was like, all we're doing is archiving our shenaniganry for all of our kids when we die at an early age. So that they can maybe get to know us.
Some of us sooner than others. But like my thought is like, if I have, sort of like Alzheimer's, I can listen to all these and it'll be a great new adventure that I don't remember.
That's not quite how that works.
Close enough. So yeah, what are we doing about the brash ashtrays?
There's any rooms on that map that look unusual or smaller or...
While you guys were checking the shed, did you check the pool equipment room?
No.
No? Okay, we'll do that before we leave the pool area.
Sure. The pool equipment room.
We could also always look for an entrance to this place from the garage since it's outside the rest of the houses.
Well, that's kind of what I'm looking at the pool equipment room as.
Yeah.
Because it sets completely outside the building.
Yep.
The pool equipment room. You see a lot of old and unused maintenance tools and chemicals for a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
For the three of you, int by five rolls.
Made it.
Is that a 007?
It is.
All right. Seriously, I want people to hold me accountable for this. I really want to do martinis, and I want to do outdoor viewing. I want to do martinis, cigars, and outdoor viewing of Bond films. I've wanted to do this for years. I just need to be forced to do it. You rolled a 7. I was like, why the f*** did we even start?
Yes.
You rolled 007, and I could see it.
You're on like, well, I guess you have been drinking vodka. Never mind. I was like, you're only on your second beer. Oh, wait.
Three double shots, two beers, one sandwich in the last 8 hours.
So. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
I live here. It's fine. Do not drink and drive. You realize that the unsupervised guys who are basically like pulling up the sand with the backhoe and then turning and dumping it is about...
Would they do that? Why would they not pull into it from one end and lift it up and over?
Because first off, they're dumb as shit, and you did not give them instructions, and they're NPCs, so they're going about
construction workers. They know how to use a backhoe.
Not good construction workers. Construction workers who thought it was a good idea to travel from their homeland to the Islamic State where they could be kings, and they were very wrong.
That's probably a reason most of the buildings are falling apart.
It's not just the bombs. It's also the shitty construction workers. But yes, like you're seeing them scoop and turn and dump, and like half of the shit is blowing right back into the f***ing pool. It's going to take them like 5, 6, 7 hours to do this at this rate. Just throwing it out there.
Well, Gokhan wouldn't know any better.
That is true. The one guy who is a f***ing idiot notices it.
No, I passed as well.
All right. You passed as well. You see this.
Honestly, I was just tired of them tearing up the walls inside. So.
So you have plenty of time to investigate whatever room you want.
Cool. That's all we find in the pool equipment room?
Yeah, nothing much.
Okay.
Pool equipment.
Pool equipment. Old pool equipment.
Hold on a second, guys, and I'll go out and inform the idiot construction workers on how to properly dig out the thing.
Well, what would you like us to do? The sand continues to blow.
Put the pile of sand...
On the opposite side
that the wind is blowing.
So it blows away from the pool.
All right. Still, because you're scooping sand, it blows everywhere. It's going to take an inordinate amount of time.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of sand to move.
It is a lot of sand.
Even with a backhoe.
You feel like you probably saved a couple of hours making that decision.
All right. First
I'll one. Run back towards the house and yell, Tamura, you should have used the dynamite. And then just keep going.
Okay. Any other rooms you would like to investigate?
All of them in order.
Do the garage.
The garage is empty. You would presume that both vehicles have been requisitioned by ISIL, along with any batteries, tires, patch kits, engine oil, extra tires, blah, blah, blah. All you see is a pair of bicycles. You also see a wall that has the fuse box, a portable generator, and a jerry-rigged exhaust system. You also see a water heater.
Could the fuel be for the generator?
Is the generator hooked up to anything?
It's clearly integrated into the electrical setup of the house.
Okay.
Which is not all that distant, since two of you aren't looking at maps, from the shed.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Exhaust system, as in like forced air? Is that what you mean by exhaust system?
It would, they've got it set up to vent the generator.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it looks like you could start the generator and then open some louvers to like exhaust the fumes from the generator so mm-hmm. that the we garage didn't become a carbon monoxide death box.
We should check out Majid and Shatha's rooms since they're right here.
Also in the garage, there's like a two-door closet or something.
I'm not sure what that is. Let me look. I think it's just more...
The entrance of the shelter.
Right?
It's the secret. No, I don't think that's what that is. I will look, but I think it's just some of the equipment that I have listed is housed there.
Okay.
You go to the driver's room. It appears to be an unoccupied bedroom. It has gardening supplies in it.
What about Shasa's?
The maid's room has a bolt on the outside of the door, like a sliding bolt. So yeah, you find what you expect to see, which is someone can lock that door from the outside. Inside, you can see... I'm going to use the wrong word. Habiks? You see women's clothing that is designed...
Hijab.
No.
You were thinking of hijab.
Hijab, yeah.
It's a different word. I don't think it's hijab. It's something... Niqab. N-I-Q-A-B. Hijab is just the headdress.
Correct.
Niqab is like the full body, all you see is the eyes, black suit. N-I-Q-A-B. I think it's niqab.
Yep.
You find that like, it's clearly Shatha's room.
So is Shatha fully clothed like that?
Yes.
Okay, just checking, because I didn't think to ask that.
He said that when she was, when we saw her up Correct. Above on the second floor. That's how he described her.
Okay.
Okay, so where's Majid sleeping? There is another bedroom on this floor, if I remember correctly. Bedroom one is on this floor.
Yeah, there's a guest room here. There bedroom one's room. Upstairs.
You're right. So there's a guest room. So we need to find out if it seems like he's sleeping in it.
Yeah.
Where are you headed?
Is that the last room on the first floor?
Before we go to the next room, I'm going to go get Majib.
Yeah, he'll go with you.
Yeah, and bring him in.
You have guns. He's listening to you.
Okay.
He just looks scared. He doesn't say anything.
Where are you sleeping?
I sleep in the room over there. And he points in the general direction of the guest bedroom to, we'll call it, the west of the foyer.
Okay.
What's the room that's directly underneath the laboratory?
The
family room.
Yes. Okay. We have not been there yet.
Yeah.
Lead on.
Where would you like me to lead?
To your room.
He takes you to his room. He opens the door.
Okay, so when you say that she doesn't understand what's actually going on, what do you mean?
My grandniece, she lost her father and her mother in the... He pauses here for a long time. For Daniel, a pinter pause, if you're familiar with that theater terminology, which is essentially to say an awkward pause of someone trying to figure out exactly what to say. During the revolution of Mosul, she lost her mother and her father in a short amount of time. I was, because of her age and the fact that she was unmarried, I was granted custody of her, but I do not think that she is happy to be with two old men in such a large house so far away from Mosul.
The kind where she's locked in her bedroom at night because of whatever's going on?
This is for her protection. I have feared that she may run from the property and escape and be in violation of some of the tenets of the Quran.
13 under 30 human.
Yeah, he's
bull.
He is showing genuine concern. What he's saying is not true. He is incredibly concerned. He is shaking. He's very concerned about her. It's not that there is no concern there. It's that what he is saying is not factually true.
Okay.
I was afraid that she would run to the city and would run afoul of Al-Hizba. It is my duty as her male relative to make sure that she follows all the codes and the edicts of the Quran, and she is not well. She speaks things that are untrue. And I do not want you brothers of Islam to...
You're lying, Majid. Plain as day.
No, I do not want you brothers of Islam to
run afoul, the same thing that you've run afoul and can't get away from?
I have run afoul of nothing.
Nothing at all?
No, I swear on Allah, I have run afoul of nothing at all.
So it was your choice then to follow the wizard?
Rassam is not a wizard.
And what is he doing at night?
And why does he need to reach out in prayer while doing chemistry upstairs?
She is a foolish girl. She is misleading you. His wife died in the pool. He buried it because he could not stand to look at the water anymore.
That has nothing to do with the fact that he prays at night.
He does not pray at night. She's a very confused young girl.
She's in danger here. And afraid.
She's afraid, but she is in no danger. She is safe. I promise you that. What else do you want to look at?
Anything of interest in his room?
You notice, you open it up and there is a, maybe anachronistic, but there's like a feminine smell that is not Majid's. It's old.
Like a perfume?
A little bit, yeah. You notice that the room is very neat and tidy. There's a slight smell of perfume, but it's old.
Where is your wife, Majid?
She died a few months ago.
How?
Cancer. The doctors could do nothing.
Is her perfume what you have left?
He sort of waves his hand to the room. This is all I have left.
Why do you help Rassam?
He is my master. Does the Quran not say, insert Quran quote here about being a good dutiful servant? He can quote back the Quran well enough for you three anyway. You are not emirs. You are not imams. You do not know the Quran. So when he throws out a quote, you feel stupid. Does the Quran not say that a man indebted to another must blot, whatever the case may be? He throws it back at you and you have no legitimate religious response back.
Okay.
Family room.
Yeah, we got the family room.
Does he have any room? Are there any rooms attached to that bedroom?
Two, a bathroom and a closet.
I just search them.
Sure. No. You see a bath and shower in the bath. You see a full closet in the closet. You notice that there are women's products in both places that have not been removed.
Dust on them?
Probably not.
Okay.
A couple of months.
Excuse me. All right. We'll head to the family room, check it out.
Sure. It is a less formal receiving room. This is where like the TV and the couch and stuff would have been if the TV and the electronics hadn't been taken by Al-Hizba. So you can see where it's been ripped off the wall. But at one point there was probably a relatively nice TV and set up, you know, for entertainment purposes. He watches you sort of toss the couches and the cushions. You are all looking for things that are not there. Rassam is a good Muslim.
He may be, but he's hiding something.
He's hiding nothing that concerns Al-Hizba. I swear to you on Allah.
How long have you been here, Majid?
I want to say he's worked with him time. Let me see if I can find an actual time frame. I'm going to say that he says he's been working, or that he has been a servant for decades.
We know he was given permission to build a bomb shelter in the 80s.
I know of no bomb shelter. Keep tossing your dice.
I'm trying.
Keep throwing your math rocks. They will not save you.
The faster that you help us, the faster Shatha is out of our reach.
I understand. There is nothing to find. You should go back to Mosul.
We're all going to Mosul.
If you don't help us. 41 under 45 on persuade.
Rassam is a good man. He is doing what's right. You hear a yell from the pool. And I'll leave you to talk amongst yourselves for 30 seconds.
One of the construction workers just killed the other with tobacco. $20.
Just don't give him ammo.
Just swung it around. Barry Bonds on a face.
He stopped us because he had to reward me for the role.
I believe the guy's a wizard. I don't know if he's hurting or I don't know if he's doing something bad or something good, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I don't know if he's keeping something contained and we're about to set it loose or what.
Well, we know about the gold.
It's the opening gambit. We're supposed to do our jobs, Jeff.
I know.
Yeah. You know about the gold that's been given to us. Is that what you were saying?
No, the gold that he's paying been working someone with or using.
Oh, the gold. The gold. I thought you said goal. My bad.
So at best, they're being extorted.
Point to the mic when you're nowhere near the mic in case you're saying anything that needs to be picked up. You're an actor. Find the mic.
So I guess we take off running for the pool.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm walking. I already know what happened.
I'm curious. What do you think happened?
I'll tell you, one of the construction workers killed the other one.
You go running out. You see that the backhoe, it's been some time now. Several hours have passed as you've talked and moved. It's now dark. You see that the lights are on. They're illuminating the pool. You see that the backhoe is digging on the end that you asked them to and flipping the sand. And you can see that the mosaic of the tile moving down the one end has been exposed. And you can see that there is a break in the tile. And there appears to be the appearance of metal cut into the side of the pool. And it looks like they've just started digging. And you can see it looks like an airlock door. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son. Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody. It is, I don't wanna see.